Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about mindsets. More specifically, I want to target our ladies as we are in the month of August. Within South Africa, we are celebrating women and we are celebrating who they are. I want to talk to you specifically about thinking differently, which will allow you to live differently. In the book of John 4, we are introduced to a story of a woman at a well. Now, this is no ordinary woman. This was a woman with a reputation, and not a good one, if I may add. A woman who lived a life of scrutiny, shame. A woman who was known by all for her choices that she made in life. This woman happens to be at a well, and she meets up with Jesus. First, she is surprised that a Jew begins to speak to her, and they are engaging in conversation. And as they begin to speak and they engage in conversation, she further on begins to understand, but that this man is not just any man. He's not just a man that you just engage on a daily basis. She perceives him to be a prophet. And as they continue in their conversation, she leaves this man called Jesus with the understanding that he is the Messiah. Now, this is a woman who chose a certain path within her life. She made certain choices. And because of her choices, she was known to be a certain type of woman. Now, it must have been very difficult for her to come out of that perception, to come out of a place of being perceived in a certain way. And because of that, not many people engaged with her. Not many people took out time for her, but Jesus did. You see, this woman demonstrates so perfectly how our mindsets can either keep us bound or set us free. You see, she believed and accepted her life based on what she and others thought about her. Yet, when she came in contact with a man called Jesus, her mindset changed. And because her mindset changed, her mind broke open to a new set of living, a new value system, a new way of thinking, a new way of living. She needed a different mindset. A different mindset to tell her she does not need to settle in her current state. She needed someone to tell her that there is more to her than what she is currently familiar with. You see, ladies, the more we engage with God, the more we begin to understand who we are. The more we engage with God, the more we begin to cut off the voices and the things that have been placed on us. You don't have to walk with the stigmas that you have been walking with. You don't have to walk with the I can'ts and you can't do this and you won't be able to. I don't see that in you. You don't have to walk with the opinions of man. Walk with the opinion of God. Because God will always take you higher. He will always take you to a place where you begin to view yourself in a different way. It's important to understand that your current state, woman, does not have to be your permanent state. You don't have to be who you were yesterday. You don't have to be who you are today. When your mind is only focused on where you are at, then you will not be able to go forward. You will not be able to break free from your current state. You need to focus on the potential, who you need to become. Because it's the realm of potential that when we break into the realm of potential, we begin to think differently and we begin to live differently. You need to believe that you can. You need to believe that your mind is set free and set apart from who God needs you to become. It's important to get out of a place of limitation, to change the condition of your life, especially when you need to move forward. When you believe you can't, you never will. When you believe you can, then you will. It's a state of your mind. It's a state in your mind that needs to be unlocked so that you can move into your next. If you don't believe that, you will not allow it. And when you don't allow it, you will not live it. It's important to become all that God has called you to be. Yet we don't understand that, because we don't live in the realm of renewing our minds daily and renewing it enough. The more you settle in your mind, that will become your conditioned life. That will become your state of living. But when you begin to realize the more of God, when you begin to realize that there's more of you, you will begin to live a different state. You will walk in places where you have never walked before. You will begin to live out your dreams. You will begin to become the dream that you never thought you would be. You see, ladies, it's important for us to see ourselves the way God sees us. It's important for us to renew our minds. The woman at the well spent some time with Jesus, and it changed her entire life. Moments in the presence of God can change your entire lifestyle. Sometimes the things we believe about ourselves sets limitations on our progress. It sets limitations on who God has called us to be. And we literally just need to step out and step up. When we do that, we begin to see who we really are in God. The woman at the well ended up changing a city. She went out and proclaimed the gospel. She started telling people that she met a man who told her different things. She walked in the revelation of who he said she was, and she became a different person. I don't believe that this woman who lived under the scrutiny and the shame that she did would have done what she did if she did not meet Jesus. Sometimes we need to think differently, to live differently, and that will only come when we spend time with our Maker. You know, I remember a time in my life when I was so used to that which I was doing, that which was familiar to me. I literally had to change my mind to change my condition. There was a time I had to shift from being a backing vocal to a lead vocal. And I remember how difficult it was. I remember how I used to watch the lead vocalists, how they would lead and what they would do and how they would do the things that they would do. And I thought to myself, how do I get to this place of becoming a lead vocalist? Because I was still doing the same things that I was doing as a backing vocal. And it wasn't really helping me in any way to move forward. And I remember at a stage when I needed to go and do a worship session. I remember someone saying to the other person, she doesn't really look like she's leading. And I remember how I felt. I thought to myself, but I don't have the tools. In my mind, I couldn't fathom and I couldn't open up my mind to leading in that capacity, because all I knew what to do was to repeat what the leader was doing. And here I was becoming a leader of a group and I didn't know what to do. So what I did was, I actually took the behavior of a follower and I tried to make it a leader and wanted people to follow me based on that. But it didn't work. I needed to change my mind. And only when I heard this person say that about me, did something happened in my mind and something clicked. And I decided, let me go and do research. Let me go and speak to other worship leaders. Let me go and understand what it is like to lead a group of people, because now I'm on the other side. And I can tell you this, that my behavior only started changing when I changed my mind, because my mind started opening and I applied my mind differently. When I started accepting who I was versus who I no longer was, I became a different person. I struggled with the concept of having to face my old self, but I had to face off with myself. And when I did that, I became who God needed me to be in that season. You see, there's a battle in the mind for the transition that needs to happen from your yesterday to your today, and from your today to your tomorrow. It's important that we start understanding the impact that we can have in the lives of other people when we take our position and we start thinking differently. Ladies, it is time to be positioned in a different way. God has called you, but you need to believe that you can. And by believing, you need to think differently, because your thinking will bring through your experience. Your thinking will change your lifestyle. You need to deal with your mind so that it can release you into your new. You are greater than your current state. If you can only believe it, then you will live it. You are not conformed or determined by who you are or were yesterday. You decide who you are. The power is in your mind. Start thinking differently and you will live differently. Let us pray today. Father, I decree and I declare over each and every person listening to the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, for each and every woman out there that may feel that they are not worth, that they've got no worth, Father, and they're not worth it, Father. I decree and declare over them a different mindset. I pray for those, Father, who needs to move to a different level, who needs to move to a promotion, who needs to move to the other side, but their mind is telling them, this is who you are, and their mind is fighting against their new. Today, I decree and I declare over you that you will accept your new and you will begin to walk in your new, because you are called for a time such as this. And it is your appointed time. It is a kairos moment for you to step into your new season. And so I speak life over you and I decree and declare that the new day has come over you, for you to think differently so that you can live differently. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will meet up with you next week once again. Please do go and check out my book on Amazon called Changing Perspectives Every Day by Cindy Jacobs. I do wish you a very good week, and I pray that you would meet yourself in your tomorrow and find yourself in a better place. God bless and take care.
Biggie.